hello out there. Thank you for chiming in to WAMFLP on your radio dial. We are 90.3 FM. Yes, we are located in New Orleans, Louisiana. You are listening to the broadcast of Advocate for Justice, your host, Valerie J. Thank you so much. This radio station is a station for the people, having a people in our community that's speaking up, standing up, and showing up for what's right. This radio station is a voice of the people. Yes, this is a platform for the people to come and speak up for justice. And that's what Advocate for Justice is all about. We're all about speaking up for justice. Yes, making wrong right, telling what's right with facts, and of course, with my own opinion. You know, every once in a while, you know, I got to give y'all my own opinion. I just thank you for your support, for your prayers. I appreciate you sharing this broadcast with your family and your friends. We are on every Wednesday from 12 to 1. Every Wednesday from 12 to 1. You can listen to me on the radio, 90.3 FM, or you can go to the website, WAMF.org. Then you go to the search bar and you type in Advocate for Justice. You can see all our previous broadcast shows. And of course, you can listen to the day broadcast show. Today we will be celebrating, of course, Black History Month. This is Valentine's Month and this is Heart Month. So get your heart checked, y'all. Get your heart checked. You want to be in top shape. I said top shape physically, right? So we need to get our heart checked and go, if you can, do a little walking and, you know, do a little exercise. Yes. So we really appreciate you. Thank you very much. So we're going to move on along. We will be highlighting Miss Fannie Lou Hamer. Yes, Miss Fannie Lou Hamer. We will be highlighting her today. You know, she a fighter, an advocate for justice, for voting rights. Yes, she had a strong voice, baby. She had a strong voice for the African Americans, or for the blacks, you know, for the Negroes, depending on what generation you are in. Yes, she had a strong voice. And she spoke up and she didn't let nobody stop her for keep moving and marching forward for voting rights. She was, man, beating. But she didn't let that stop her. So we're gonna highlight her. She's known for her speech in Washington, and she's known for her quote when she said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. She said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yeah, so we're going to listen to her speech today. And I thank you. You are listening to Advocate for Justice, your host, Valerie J. I have a couple of announcements, right? So in Louisiana, we are still having an election. We have a runoff. We still got the runoff going on. So I encourage everyone to look up the information and see who's running. And who doing what? Yes, yeah, so we still have a runoff, y'all. So it's very important for you to go out there and vote. And go to the different platform and different events that for you to listen to the candidates who are in the runoff. It's very important. Then our mayor right here in New Orleans, her executive team, are having a community meetings. So it's another way you can get involved. You need to get involved with your community, your organization, your church. Yes, if we want to change, I'm including myself. If we want to change, we got to be actively involved in a positive manner for we can be productive, pushing positive and pushing out facts and the truth. pushing out the truth. So we need to get involved. That's my announcement. Okay. And next, We're going to move on along. We're going to move on. I got this other song y'all want y'all to listen to. I hope y'all enjoy the first song by Miss Aretha Franklin. That's right. Bridge Over Troubled Water. Mm-hmm. I hope that encourage you all that we do have a bridge over troubled water. We do have support. We do have family and friends that will stand up and show up for us. They will pray for us. Yes, we do. Oh, yes. Yes, we do. But guess what? We got to stand up for ourselves sometimes. We got to speak up for ourselves. We got to have receipts. We got to hold our own self accountable. How we want everybody else to support us, we not supporting ourselves. How we want everybody else to speak up for us, and we not speaking up for nobody else. So, we got to do the same thing. If we want help, we got to show help. We got to lift people up if we want people to lift us up. So, y'all want y'all to think about that right there. Think about that, what I just said. Put a quarter in the meat. Y'all listen to this song by Andre Day, Rise Up. Y'all, we have to rise up. We can't sit down. We cannot sit down on our hands. We cannot keep pointing fingers. We got to stand up, show up, and we got to rise up for righteousness' sake, for justice, for our children. Oh, yes, we see what's going on right now in the United States. So we don't like it. We got to do something about it. We got to do all things decent and in order, right? We got to speak up, stand up, and show up for justice. We got to be about the business. Yes, this song encouraged me. Can't you see I'm getting excited? So I hope this song encouraged you too. Name of it is Rise Up by Miss D.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. Silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. We will rise, we will rise, we will rise. I will rise a thousand times again. And we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise up in spite of the ache. We'll rise up and we'll do it a thousand times again.
Y'all, we got to rise up. We got to show up. Therefore, we got to stand up and speak up. If we want to change, we got to rise up. You are listening to Advocate for Justice, your host Valerie J, on the station, radio station, WAMFLP, on your radio dial. We are 90.3 FM, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for your support. This radio station is a voice for the people. Yes, and this broadcast is a voice for justice. Oh, yes. Just in case you are a newcomer, which I do appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to tell you a little something about Advocate for Justice. We are a radio broadcast, and we really appreciate and thank WAMF 90.3 FM for letting us be on this radio station. We just a little voice in the wilderness crying out, speaking up and standing up for justice. Yes, we speak up for justice. We show up for justice. We write letters, do emails, do phone calls. Lord God, we do texts. Oh, Lord, help me. Yes, we speak up for justice because justice is something that nobody owns. The only person that have true justice is Jesus Christ himself. Yes, we speak up for justice. We speak up for Jesus. And guess what? We live it through joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength, y'all. Yeah, this me. This just me. I'm not pushing Jesus on nobody. But I try my best to lift him up by the words I speak, by my action and my response. You know, sometimes I do get a little excited or I get a little emotion. But guess what? The love of Christ is in my heart, is on my mind, and on my lips. And I'm not ashamed to speak his name. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. He's not ashamed of me. I'm not. And I shall not be ashamed of him. So let's get on back and talk about Advocate for Justice here. Advocate for Justice is here to speak up for justice, to encourage and enlighten the listeners, the people in our community, our city, and our state, and the world. Because guess what? You can listen to this radio station all over the world. That's all you have to do is go online. You go online to WAMF.org and you click on the link and you can listen to this radio station all over the world as long as you have internet. Yes. Then you also can find out more information about Advocate for Justice. That's all you have to do is go to the website. Go to the Advocate for Justice website. It is advocateforjustice65.godaddysites.com. All that is one word. No space, nothing. Just type in one word. And this word is advocateforjustice65.godaddysites.com. And you can find out all about Advocate for Justice. Oh, yes. Our mission is Advocate for Justice strive to empower communities, towns, cities, and states to promote fair labor practice. Yes, we speak up for labor union. We speak up for workers. Yes. Yes, we do. This is a platform for workers, for laborers. Yes. I tell you one thing. You try to keep your business open or your company open while workers, while laborers. Let me see how far you go. Oh, yeah. We are valuable just like everybody else. Everybody need everybody. Ain't God good? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Everybody need everybody. The managers need the laborers. The laborers need the managers. Guess what? The owners need the managers, and the managers need the labor. The labor need the manager. The managers need the owners. Ain't God good? He put all us together. 1, 2, 3. If we work together in harmony, and that wheel rolls and rolls, and everybody respect one another, support each other, I guarantee you your company ain't gonna grow. I guarantee you your business gonna expand. Oh yes, because everybody is somebody. Yes, that's what we practice here. Yeah, fair labor practice. Yes, we are. Yes, we do. We practice that. Everybody have a voice here. Everybody is valuable here at Advocate for Justice. Safety, security, integrity, inclusion, diversity, equity, and accountability. And enrichment for all. For all. It doesn't matter your age, your race, your status, your title. It doesn't matter your location, baby. You are important here at Advocate for Justice. The goal here at Advocate is to ensure that every voice is heard and every person is treated with dignity and respect. Yes. So if I want respect, I got to give you respect, right? So I try my very, very best to get everybody respect. I mean, everybody, even my enemies and my foes, the ones who try to knock me down. Oh, you can't knock me out because, no, I'm a child of a living God. And I ain't never seen or heard nobody knock him out. So when you knock God out, well, then I'll be knocked out. But I ain't never heard nobody knock him out because he is the beginning and the end. He is the great I am. Yes, he is. Matter of fact, his word said this about justice in Psalm 37:28. The Lord loves justice and does not forsake his faithful ones. So when we are faithful to him, he is sure enough faithful to us. Yes. And I love it. I just love it. And I love him. So I told you a little something about Advocate for Justice. So we're going to mose on along. We're going to move on along. And this is a highlight. Oh, I should play a song. Jake, I should play a song. No, yeah. Let me play a song. Let me play this song. I want to play this song right here to get you all warmed up, get you all stirred up to listen to Miss Fannie Lou Hamer. I better play this song. This song is "Stand Up" by Miss Cynthia Erivo. Stand Up. Yeah, this song gonna get you all stirred up. I already know it. This song is all about what the name is. Help us, encourage us to stand up for what's right. We need to stand on righteousness, fight for justice, and live through God's love. And you all, when we do those three, we shall make it through. We shall be victorious. Yes, we can't help but to be victorious because we are standing together in one body for righteousness' sake, for justice, lifting up God himself. And nobody can take his glory. Nobody. Because his glory going to shine. So hope this song inspire you.
I've been walking with my face turned to the sun. Weight on my shoulders, a bullet in my gun. Oh, I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I have to run. I do what I can when I can, while I can, for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, that's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home, far across the river. begins to shine. We're gonna start moving towards that separating line. Oh, I'm waiting for mighty water. You know I got a made up mind. I'm made up my mind. And I don't mind if I lose any blood on the way to salvation. I'll fight with the strength that I got until I die. I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home. Follow us the river, you hear freedom calling, calling me to enter. Gonna keep on.
Encourage you. That's one of the theme song from the movie of Harriet. They call her Moses. Let's help and set her people free. Oh yeah, I know good and well y'all heard of that song. If y'all haven't heard of it, you hear it now. Yes. Man, if y'all get a chance, I'm not promoting it, but the Harriet Tubman movie, man, it's very encouraging, inspiring. You know, this month is Black History Month, so that'll be a good movie for you to go see. But anyway, you are listening to Valerie J on the Advocate for Justice broadcast, Radio Dial 90.3 FM, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. You can go to WAMF.org. And listen to it on the website. Thank you for your support. Now we're going to tune in and listen to the famous speech by Miss Fannie Lou Hamer. Okay, this going to play y'all a little background first of this speech, of this testimony by Miss Fannie Lou Hamer. It's a powerful testimony. And it's by the American Experience, public broadcast system, the PBS, right? So it's a Freedom Summer, the name of the theme of it. So y'all, I'm telling you, this is very touching.
The testimony before the Credentials Committee, the FDP had a lineup of very different people. They had Rita Schwerner, the widow of Mickey, who had been killed in Neshoba County. They had Martin Luther King. Everybody knew King.
The seating of the delegation from the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party has political and moral significance far beyond the borders of Mississippi or the halls of this convention.
But the highlight of the testimony was that of Fannie Lou Hamer. The sharecropper who had been evicted from her plantation had come to symbolize the Mississippi movement.
Mr. Chairman, and to the Credentials Committee, It was the 31st of August in 1962 that 18 of us traveled 26 miles to the county courthouse in Indianola to try to register to become first-class citizens. We was met in Indianola by policemen.
The president, Lyndon Johnson, he's not afraid of Martin Luther King's testimony. He's afraid of Fannie Lou Hamer's testimony. And so he decides that the country should not see her testify live.
Johnson is in the White House, and he convened an impromptu press conference.
We will return to this scene in Atlantic City, but now we switch to the White House and NBC's Robert Goralski.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
On this day, 9 months ago.
He did it knowing that they would break away, thinking he might announce who his choice of vice president was going to be. Instead, he gets up there and he announces, get this, he announces that it's 9 months to the day since Governor Connally, who was there, was shot along with President Kennedy. So he announced a 9-month anniversary. Everybody's scratching their heads.
Thank you very much.
And then he leaves. And by that time, Fannie Lou Hamer's testimony was over. However, it backfired on Johnson because it became a story that she had been taken off television and in the news that night and for days afterwards, they replayed her testimony.
I was carried to the county jail and put in the booking room. They left some of the people in the booking room and began to place us in cell.
She had Mississippi in her bones. Martin Luther King or the SNCC field secretaries, they couldn't do what Fannie Lou Hamer did. They couldn't be a sharecropper and express what it meant, right? And that's what Fannie Lou Hamer did.
And it wasn't too long before three white men came to my cell. One of these men was State Highway Patrol. He said, "We're going to make you wish you were dead."
And to the Credentials Committee, my name is Mrs. Fannie Lou Hamer, and I live at 626 East Lafayette Street, Roseville, Mississippi. Sunflower County, the home of Senator James O. Eastland and Senator Stennis. It was the 31st of August in 1962 that 18 of us traveled 26 miles to the county courthouse in Indianola to try to register to become first-class citizens. We was met in Indianola by policemen, highway patrolmen, and they only allowed two of us in to take the literacy test at the time. After we had taken this test and started back to Roseville, we was held up by the city police and the state highway patrolmen and carried back to Indianola, where the bus driver was charged that day was driving a bus the wrong color. After we paid the fine among us, we continued on to Roseville, and Reverend Jeff Sonny carried me 4 miles in the rural area where I had worked as a timekeeper and sharecropper for 18 years. I was met there by my children. They told me the plantation owner was angry because I had gone down, tried to register. After they told me, my husband came and said the plantation owner was raising Cain because I had tried to register. And before he quit talking, the plantation owner came and said, "Fannie Lou, do you know, did Pap tell you what I said?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, I mean that, that if you don't go down and withdraw your registration, you will have to leave. Said, then if you go down and withdraw, said, you still might have to go because we are not ready for that in Mississippi. And I addressed him and told him, "Say, I didn't try to register for you. I tried to register for myself." I had to leave that same night. All of this is on account of we want to register to become first-class citizens. And if the Freedom Democratic Party is not seated now, I question America. Is this America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, where we have to sleep with our telephones off of the hook because our lives be threatened daily because we want to live as decent human beings in America? Thank you.
Y'all, if that don't inspire you all to go and register and go and vote, something going on in your brain is not clicking correctly. You are listening to Valerie J on the Advocate for Justice show that is on the radio, at the radio station, or on the radio station of WAMF 90.3 FM, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. That is the speech by Miss Fannie Lou Hamer. Y'all, I'm telling you, that what the fight is all about. We have a voice when we vote. When you don't vote, you don't have no voice. You can't complain. You can't hold nobody accountable because you didn't do it yourself. So how can we speak up when we don't hold our own self accountable and we go vote? We have to vote. We had our parents, our grandparents, our ancestors were beaten, were whipped, were threatened, were skinned alive, dogs on them, for us to have the right to vote. And we don't want to do it. We want to go and party. We want to go and talk about others, what they ain't doing, what they need to do. Well, guess what? Can we look our own self in the mirror and see what we doing? Are we active in our community? Are we active in the organization that speak up and stand up and show up for justice, show up for our rights? Are we active in the church? Are we just like a noisy wagon, like my mom said, like a noisy wagon going down the street that's making a lot of noise and ain't doing nothing? Are we just like a wheelchair that's standing still? You know this, you know. No, not a wheelchair, I'm sorry. A rocking chair. I'm speaking of a rocking chair. Like a rocking chair that's rocking back and forward. Ain't going nowhere. But you're just rocking back and forward. It's making a lot of noise. And you're not going nowhere. No. No. We need to speak up. We need to do something. And how we need to do it? By going and vote. By doing research. By going to these different events and these forums to find out about what's going on. I'm speaking of the voting initiatives that's going around in our community. We need to get active with our city councilman, with our mayor, with our governor, with our senators and our representatives. That's how we get laws changed. That's how we get our voices being heard. Let them know that we are somebody. I am an active voter. I will knock on doors and let people know what you're doing, Mayor. Let people know what you're doing, Senator Councilman. Let people know what you're doing, Representative. Let people know what you're doing, Senator. That's right. Good or bad. If the mayor doing good, we need to hold him up. We need to pray for him. We need to support him. If they not, we need to call him out. If the city councilman doing good, we need to hold him up. We need to pray for him. That's right. If they not, we need to call them out. That's the same thing go for the congressman, the senators, and the representative, and Mr. President of the United States. We got the power in our hand. That's all we got to do is use it by voting. Yes, you need somebody in those authority positions like that, politically positions, that speak up for everybody. Because everybody is somebody. All of us are valuable. God have not gave nobody the power to take from us. God is the only one who have the power. Yes. He have all power. God have all power. You see, I get excited, y'all. Y'all see, I get excited. So, I want y'all to listen to this song right here. Because, yeah, a change going to come. It's coming. But guess what? We the change. If you want to change, we have to be the change. We got to get active. We got to get active. We got to get active. If you don't get active, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say what I'm thinking. Shut up, brain. Shut up. Change. Change is going to come by Sam Cooke.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Oh, a change gonna come. If a change don't come, we can't blame nobody but ourselves. Blame nobody but ourselves. Just think about it. We can't blame nobody else. Nobody really, really can make us do anything. We can be scary. We can be fearful. Or we can get intimidated or bullied. But nevertheless, God give us that choice. He give us freedom. He the only one have all power. You are listening to Valerie J on the Advocate for Justice broadcast. The radio station, WAMF. 90.3 FM, located in New Orleans, a radio station, a voice for the community. Okay, so I'm thinking about this other song. I got to play this other song. I got two other songs on my list. I just got to let y'all hear this song. This song by Marvin Gaye. What's going on? If you haven't heard this song, just listen to the words. If we ain't doing nothing, let's tell us what's really going on. Let's think about it. What's really going on with you? By Marvin Gaye.
Hey, what's up,
by man? Marvin Gaye, what's going on?
We party, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Mother, there's too many of you crying.
brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. So you can see, oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right on.
Y'all tell me what's really going on when we not going out there and voting. We demanding respect, but guess what? We'll get respect when they realize that we're a voter, that we are active voter. When they realize, I'm speaking of the politicians. I'm speaking of the ones who make the laws, who form the laws, who have the authority in our city, in our state, in this country to make things happen for everyone by forming laws, enforcing the laws that will benefit everybody. All right, laws of safety, laws of protection, laws of insurance that everybody can afford, laws that take care of our children, laws that take care of our elderly. Yes, I'm speaking of the laws that would keep the ones who kept us, our elderly, paid away for us today. Our children are our future. That's what I'm talking about. So what's really going on when we're not out there doing what we're supposed to be doing? By out there being active in the community, by out there having a voice for our future, for our children. We're talking about our children, what they're doing, but what are we doing? I'm speaking about the talking to the adults. Yes, I'm talking to the adults here. The one who are eligible to vote. The ones who have a voice in the community. And you know you have a voice because you're speaking and talking every day. You talking with your lips, with your mouth, or with your hands? You talking. Yes. You are listening to Valerie J on the Advocate for Justice. And I appreciate your support and your prayers. Thank you for sharing this information, this radio station, with your family and your friends and your community. I appreciate you. I'm going to mose on along. Keep on going before I get excited. Oh, yes. I'm going to calm everything down because you know I get excited. Y'all know I get excited. So this, only my opinion. This is my opinion, y'all. So let me keep everything calm. Y'all, let's listen to a little Al Green. Everything is going to be all right. It's going to be all right when we get our mind together. Yes. When we settle our souls and our hearts and our spirit. And stay focused on what's right for everybody. When we speak up for justice for everyone. Doesn't matter your age, your race, your status, your title, your location. Justice is for everybody. Love is for everybody. Peace is for everybody. Joy is for everybody. Yes. You know, because the owner is Jesus Christ himself. And he died for everybody. That is my belief, my opinion. I'm not pushing my belief on nobody. But I thank you for listening. I hope that the love I feel will reach you. And we can make this contagious. Love be contagious. Joy be contagious. Justice be contagious. Yes. Everything is going to be all right. By Al Green. Can you feel it? Can you feel the beat? Get the beat. Oh yeah. Everything is gonna be alright.
just like you said we would.
So look, y'all, listen to this. We got to get ourselves together. Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody don't want to die. Yes, and the only way we can get to heaven, we got to live right here on earth according to God's words. We got to live right here on earth. That means we got to treat one another with respect. We got to act like it, speak like it, and show love, have dignity. You are listening to Valerie J on the Advocate for Justice show. Yes, you are. And I thank you. I appreciate you for tuning in to us, giving us your support. We are here every Wednesday from 12 to 1. From 12 to 1, we are here, but you can listen to us anytime. If you go to the website of WAMF.org, you go to WAMF.org, the website. Click on a link, right? Then you go to the search bar and you put in Advocate for Justice. Then you can listen to any broadcast show in the previous time and, of course, today. This month, we are celebrating Black History Month. Thank you again. Valerie J, appreciate you. My family and friends appreciate you. My network appreciate you. And guess what? I hope that you appreciate me. Because I appreciate you. I want to send out good vibes. I want to send out a good message to you to encourage you. To lift you up. To keep on doing what you're doing. If you're out there in the community speaking up and standing up and showing up for justice. Doing it with love and with joy. You know, joy can be contagious. And I appreciate you. And I thank you. I encourage you to keep going. Keep doing it. Because your living is not in vain. Your words are not being said in vain. You are out there speaking up for somebody. You are helping somebody. Guess what? Somebody is listening to you. So somebody is watching you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's keep tuning in to us, Advocate for Justice. And you know, on the fourth Wednesday, we are blessed to have with us Dr. Andrew Boyles. Dr. Andrew Boyles, B-O-Y-L-E-S. I might be pronouncing her name wrong, so please forgive me, Dr. Andrew Boyles. So thank you again. You are listening to Advocate for Justice, your host, Valerie J. And you also can go to my Facebook page, my social media page, Facebook page, and listen to the link. And I also have inspiring words on there as well. I also have an announcement. Yes, I support our mayor. I support the city council right here in New Orleans and Jefferson Parish. And shoot, I support all politicians, all legislators who speak up and stand up for justice for all. Everybody is somebody.